This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With the Phil Skipper, Rob Thompson, who joins us right now. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Rob.
Wonderful to have you on the show, as always. So, Rob, let's start with last night, then we'll broaden it out from there. Obviously, a tough loss. You lose 4-2, division rival game with, you know, trying to get back in this division race. Three pitchers, three prime pitchers in your pen, not available. You announced that after the game last night. Alvarado, Marte, and Strom. Why? Like, what's the why behind the unavailability of those guys?
Okay, well, let's start with Alvarado. So, since he's come back from the injured list, we haven't used him back to back, and we've used him pretty much every other day. So Saturday and Sunday were the first times that we've used him. First time that we've used him back to back. So I just felt like we need to give him 2 days just to make sure he's healthy. Marte, we sent him out. He had 4 days off, came back. He had an up down on Saturday, used him again Sunday. So it's sort of the same thing as Alvarado. Felt like we needed to give him 2 days off. And Strom, same thing. He had went 1 2/3 on Saturday, came back Sunday. We've been kind of using him quite a bit. So we want to make sure he was healthy too and give him some rest. And really what triggered the whole thing was, the Saturday game, Sanchez is cruising along. He gets hit in the hand in the fourth inning, really pitching well. And we had to get him out. So that kind of turned it into a bullpen game. We had to use pretty much everybody to win the game in the 12th inning. So we're just a little bit banged up, and this is still a marathon ahead of us, and we just want to make sure everybody's healthy.
Rob, why is the organization seemingly focused more this season on the 2 days of rest for the players? Is that coming from more the coaching staff, the analytics department, or the medical staff who's spearheading
that? I don't think this is a new idea. We've always thought of, depending on the workload. Mm-hmm. With JT, for example, being a catcher, try to give him a day off before the scheduled day off to give him two full days. And usually the day before a day off is a Sunday, and that's usually a day game anyway. So he'd be playing Saturday night, Sunday day. As far as the pitchers are concerned, it's all dependent on how many pitches they throw, how many innings they throw, how many days in a row they've thrown. If they go 3 out of 4, we try to give them they get an automatic day off, and sometimes two, just depending on exactly how many pitches they've thrown. So that's not a new idea. I've always used the 2 day off thing as part of the strategy.
Rob Thompson with us. Rob, let's go to a big spot last night. Acuna's up, base is open. You don't walk him. Looking back on it, do you think it's a mistake to not walk him in that spot?
No, not at all, because Albies has had better success against Hoffman than Acuna. So that's right on right as opposed to right on left. And you certainly have the base open, so you can pitch around him. And you can be careful with him. And got a pitch over the plate, and Acuña made a good swing on it.
Rob Thompson. So, Rob, anyone parachuting in from Mars hears this, they're probably thinking, man, the team's been playing bad baseball lately. It's been quite the opposite.
Right.
Let's get to some positive, because it would certainly not be fair or right if we didn't. The team has won 13 of 16. Very much is in the wild card race. Big progress since the last time we talked. Do you think the team has found itself with how it's playing?
Yeah, we certainly played better. You know, our starting pitching's been outstanding. Our bullpen's been good all year long, and we've started to hit a little bit. I don't think we've reached our stride yet with our offense. I think there's still more in there, and I think it's coming. So I think we're better than we were, but I think there's even more to come.
Speaking of improvement, we're hoping that Aaron Nola is working on his pitching out of the stretch. What do you expect to see from him today?
I expect a really good ball game. You know, he's a big game pitcher, and he steps up when we need him. It seems like, especially early in the year when we needed length. And, you know, I have a meeting with pitching coaches every day, and we talk about how we're going to work through the game, depending on who's available. I can't tell you how many times I said, geez, it'd be nice to get seven innings out of Knowles tonight just to give our bullpen a rest.
And yeah,
sure, you know, he gives it to us. So I think of Aaron as a big game guy. I think he steps up to the challenge. He likes challenges, and I think he's going to pitch well.
Rob, you've been mixing and matching first and third base all season, ever since the Reese Hoskins injury. Obviously, Boehm's an everyday player, but otherwise you're kind of, you know, figuring it out. The Derek Hall thing, good news this week that he's on the 40-man roster, now in the minors. When can fans expect that he could be up and try to solidify things a little bit more?
Yeah, so I think it was Tuesday that we added him back to the 40-man, took him off the 60. So he's got to stay down for 10 days at that point. So he's got another, what, 7-8 days at least. Talking to the AAA staff, it looks like his offense is coming. He's not quite there yet, where it looks like the normal Derek Hall, and the defense is coming, but he's just not quite there yet. But that could change in 8 days. So I don't know exactly the date that he's going to be ready, but he is coming, and he's getting better.
Rob, what about Andrew Painter? How's his health, and what's his schedule?
Good. He's throwing bullpens now, and I don't know. We don't really know when he's going to get to the batting practice phase of his rehab, but he threw a 30-pitch bullpen yesterday. It was really good. He felt good. So we're making progress there. It's you know, I know people get frustrated because it's kind of a slow progress, but this is a big-time prospect, and we don't it's a guy that we feel is going to be in our rotation for many years, so we want to make sure that we don't rush him, and we want to make sure that he's healthy. So he's still a ways away, but you know, he is making progress.
If he, right, that's great news. If he establishes health in a way that the doctors sign off on it, and you guys are in a, you know, it's called a pennant chase, a wild card push, a division push in September, would you feel comfortable going right to him in a debut standpoint in a playoff push environment at the age of 19?
I think I would. You know, if he's healthy and he's throwing the ball well, he's a very, for a 19-year-old, he is as mature of a players I've ever been around. So his makeup, his toughness, his poise is through the roof. So yeah, if he's healthy and he's throwing the ball well, I wouldn't hesitate at all.
So Rob, fifth starter, obviously Sanchez did a nice job the other day and is your guy the next turn here. But what's your strategy for the next month? I mean, the trade deadline's not till the end of next month. How would you sort of sum up what your strategy is for the fifth starter for the next 5 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think we're at this point, it's Sanchez. You know, he really pitched well the other day, and threw strikes and secondary pitches were good. And I'm, you know, as I've said many times, I'm not the president of baseball operations or the GM, so all I think about is what we have here and maybe what we have in AAA. But I really don't get involved with the trade deadline stuff or trades until it's, you know, until it gets really close. But I have more important things to think about. But really, I think Sanchez has earned the right for, you know, to stay in the rotation as long as he's pitching well.
Rob, three options at least that come to mind for me here on what got Kyle Schwarber going, and I'm curious which one you think is the best answer. Is it manager Rob Thompson saying, we're going to put him back in the leadoff spot? Is it, you know, Kyle Schwarber himself, or is that thing called, you know, the calendar that it actually hit June? What the heck? How do you explain this?
I have been asked this 100 times, and I have no answer. I really don't. You know, and it's funny because, you know, somebody was telling me the other day that on this date yesterday, we had the exact same record as we did last year and all these. And it's fascinating because I can't explain any of it, to tell you the truth.
Is there such a thing as baseball shape? You know, like for us, it was football shape. You're not ready until you get through training camp. You get the first month of the season under your belt. Are these guys just, I don't know, like more in baseball shape? Is that even a term, Rob?
Yeah. I think there's something to that. I mean, Schwarb went to the WBC, so he didn't get a whole lot of everyday reps like he would in spring training. But he didn't go. He got the everyday reps last year. Spring training and sort of everything played out the same way. But
it's unbelievable.
I can't explain it.
You'll take it right now though. You're happy right now with it.
No doubt. I love him, Rob.
Let's wrap on this question. It's really been amazing, and it's very similar to the Schwarber question related to June. The team in June has basically this year done basically the exact same thing the team did last year in June.
Yeah.
How much does the squad, the guys in the clubhouse, you to them? You to your coaches to you, how much do you discuss the similarity and the hope that you can ride a similar wave? Look, you got to put the work in, but that much better days can be up ahead based on something the team did prove last year.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we discuss it a lot, but I think it's you think about it all the time. You might not verbalize it, but we know that we have a good club, and we knew last year at this time we had a good club, and even a month ago we knew we had a good club. And we just know, and we got an experienced group of guys, and they know that it's a marathon, and you take each day as it is, and you go out and you prepare and you compete, you know, and lay it all out there. Like I said, I don't think we discuss it, but I think that there's an inner, I don't know what you would call it. We just have a lot of confidence in this group, and I think the group has a lot of confidence in itself.
Rob, good luck tonight, the rest of the series, the rest of the week, and we look forward to talking to you a couple times in the month of July. And, you know, congrats on obviously improved baseball lately, and we look forward to hopefully a better second half as well. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Rob. There he is, Philly skipper Rob Thompson.